Here's your morning news. Governor Leimanu Paletimonga expects directors to rebuild Manua and restore its cleanliness and beauty so that people long to visit and spend time there, just like they do for Samoa. Although the governor's office previously said that plans to hold a cabinet meeting while the ASG Malanga was in Manua had been canceled due to logistical issues, a cabinet meeting did take place on Ofu. By the governor's own estimate, the number of ASG officials, directors, and employees who traveled from Tutuila to Manua on the charter flights and MV Manua Tele was more than 100. Addressing the cabinet Friday morning, Leimanu urged directors to make use of their presence in Manua to determine how their departments can improve their services for the people of Manua. He said unless Manua says no, he will not disapprove any expenditure requests from departments for services for Manua. He said the same level of services that departments provide on Tutuila should also be available there. Leimanu said their administration wants to make Manua a place where people want to visit and spend time in the same way that they want to visit Samoa. He said Manua is believed to be the birthplace of the Samoan Islands and is rich with legends and landmarks. He urged that the chiefs and people of Manua share the legends and tales of their islands. Following the cabinet meeting, a groundbreaking ceremony was held for the Ofu Airport Runway Reconstruction Project. This is an $8 million job, which will see the repaving and widening of the Ofu Airport Runway. A road parallel to the airport will also be paved to meet Federal Aviation Administration standards to accommodate twin otter aircraft landings and takeoffs. The runway will be extended from 1,980 to 2,000 feet and widened from 65 to 75 feet. Construction should take 6 months. Paramount Builders is the contractor for the Ofu Airport Runway Project. The ASG Malanga, which included both the governor and lieutenant governor and their wives, returned to Tutuila on Saturday. This was the second trip to Manua for Lieutenant Governor Talawanga since taking office. He had inspected ASG departments, schools, and projects just 2 weeks earlier. Divine Iuli Falaniko has been appointed as the new registrar for the Office of the Territorial Registrar. Her appointment was announced Friday by Attorney General Fainuulele Alailima-Utu. The AG said Falaniko has played an integral role in the Office of the Attorney General for nearly 20 years. She was a paralegal and a legal assistant handling corporate affairs and parole matters, along with many other clerical duties. Iuli Falaniko, a 1995 graduate of Fasau High School, holds a master's degree in public administration and human resources. She has just finished a year extensively training in the management of the Office of the Territorial Registrar. Born and raised in Leone Village, she is the daughter of the late Iuli Joe Iuli and Isale Iuli and is married to Giuliano Falaniko, and they are the parents of 6 children. She serves and renders tautua to her communal family and church, so she has an intimate knowledge of the values of the Samoan lands and titles, said A.G. Fainuulele, who added, "In my opinion, Mrs. Falaniko is highly qualified for this position." Some of the planned repatriation flights to and from Samoa this week and early April are intended to bring workers for construction companies in the territory. Last week's press release from the COVID-19 task force mentioned a request for a charter flight from Samoa by Fletcher Construction. According to Wallen Young, CEO of the American Samoa Power Authority, an $11.7 million contract was awarded by ASPA to Fletcher's to extend the sewer system from Aua to Onosisopo. Young said the notice to proceed was issued on March 1st, but work hasn't started because the company's construction engineers are stuck in New Zealand and Apia. The COVID-19 task force said the Fletcher Construction charter flight is tentatively planned for early April and may also bring essential workers for other businesses. The Lee Auditorium was packed with relatives, friends, and associates who turned out Saturday night to pay their respects to well-known businessman and member of the community, Tonu Maipea Herman Popeye Thompson. Popeye, as he was known to close friends in Dainga, died March 14th at his residence in Ili'ili. He was 82 years old. His celebration of life service was a happy gathering featuring things that he loved in life. Good music, drinks, food, family, and friends. KHJ News' Monica Miller reports.
Those who attended Popeye's send-off on Saturday night included the Whangatongo Blues Rugby Fraternity, employees of his Blue Angel stevedoring business, the American Samoa Tennis Association, the Divine Mercy Prayer Group, the Whangatongo and Fatuainga Catholic Parishes, and relatives and friends. One of Popeye's closest friends, Whawai Te Whelesunia, said Popeye's family moved from Apia in the late 50s or early 60s and lived two houses down from his home in Whangatongo. They became buddies soon thereafter, a friendship lasting over 50 years. Whawai recalls, Popeye joined the Whangatongo Blues rugby team and was a fantastic rugby player. He helped teach our younger players the New Zealand way of playing rugby. Truly feeling the loss of his dear friend, Whawai found it hard to try and summarize the person that Popeye was in a brief statement. Honestly, he was one of a kind. I don't know of anyone who maintains such lifestyle here in American Samoa as Popeye did, including myself. Whawai said these are some of Popeye's traits that stand out in his mind. He spoke both English and Samoan fluently, so he switched back and forth from being a palangi to being a local Samoan guy in the same sentence. He owned and personally operated a very successful fishing agency business for decades that provided jobs for many locals. He named his business Blue Angels after the Whangatongo Blues rugby team. He held a senior Matai title of his family, Tonu Mai Pea, in Savai. He travelled frequently to Samoa to attend falevlaves on both his father's and mother's aingas. He contributed as well to his aina falevlave here in American Samoa. He was well versed with his ancestor lineages. Whawai also remarked that Popeye was very devoted to his Catholic faith. He attended early mass daily, even with a hangover some mornings. He maintained his love of sports and physical exercising by playing tennis daily when his schedule permitted. He not only played and coached the Whangatongo Blues rugby team, he was a rower with the Se'ulo Le Moana Fautasi. Whawai said, Popeye also knew how to relax. Socializing with his friends and relatives was a priority in his schedule, probably the best. He prayed hard, worked hard, and played hard, a most balanced life. Popeye is survived by his three children, Tanya, Amy, and Nathan, five grandchildren, sister Bonita, and many, many nieces and nephews. To his family, our deepest condolences.
For details on these and other stories, plus a look at the new KHJ podcasts in English and Samoan, 1,000 of you listened to them last week. Thank you. Go to talanay.com. For KHJ News, I'm Joey Cummings.